Letters of the Rebbe in volume 15, letter number 5571, Baruch Hashem, the 3rd of Tammuz, Tavshi Yizayim, Brooklyn. The Rebbe is addressing this letter to Rav Chosid Menachem Zev Shiyichya Levi Gringlas from Montreal. He was a rabbi and teaching in the school in Montreal. He has many letters that we have from the Rebbe to him. And in this particular case, he was giving the Rebbe more work. And the Rebbe very politely says to him that it's, you think it's just something that just happens just like that. And the Rebbe basically says like this. So the Rebbe, he sent in the students, I guess maybe they made some, they wrote down some of their ideas, like they came up with different concepts in Torah. So he suggested to the Rebbe that the Rebbe should make notes on each one of the on the margins of the writings of these students. The Rebbe should comment on it. The Rebbe says, you're asking me like that. The Rebbe says, it seems like you're not imagining that. You think I could just sit down and make notes and comments, that in order to do that, I need to sort of undress myself from those matters that I'm dealing with at the time and dress myself up into this matter, which means I got to remove my mind from what I'm doing and I got to address this, what I'm doing. And then again, after I organize the notes, I gotta then again get out of this matter and dress back into the other matters, which are matters that are on the order. And the Rebbe says, it seems like from your letter that if the note is just a line, he's like not asking the Rebbe to make just a line. So the Rebbe says, you think if I make a note that is only one line, that's all the time that it takes is the reading of that line, or maybe an instant before or later. So you think what it takes to write the line is the amount that it takes to read the line, right? He's trying to say, no, that's not the case. You got to think about it. It's a process to go ahead and answer and to think about each case. So therefore, the Rebbe says like this, had this been a tradition, a regular order, that these matters need to get my notes, so the Rebbe says something which is necessary, for sure there is time for it, has its time, if this was something that needs to be done. But the Rebbe says, I hope, it's my hope, that even someone I'm just thinking what the Rebbe is saying, even for someone like me, in other words, to get my note, it says likidavasi, like me, I don't think that I need to go and into length and explain that this is the job of the administration of the yeshiva in which the students are learning. They should write the notes and they should go through that. In other words, he's giving the Rebbe another job, that the Rebbe should go through the notes and the Rebbe should comment on it. And the Rebbe says, even if there was a necessity that I should reflect and make notes in many different details, then also my comment needs to come in the name or through the hanhola for the students. It shouldn't come. The Rebbe doesn't make notes. This is, even if the Rebbe had to make notes, it should not come from the Rebbe, because this is the organized order in the educational institutions. The education students don't go to the Rebbe all the time. They go to their administration, to the Rebbe's in the administration. So the Rebbe said, especially that this is actually a question. I'm not sure what the Rebbe means when he says, especially that this is not, there's a suffix, there's a doubt in this matter. I'm not sure what the Rebbe means here, but that's maybe the Rebbe means, I'm not sure if this is going to be helpful, but the Rebbe says very specifically, we're talking about students that are Hasidim by nature. And therefore, you know, they'll do well. They don't need the Rebbe to do that. It's only that sometimes the inclination of the person, so you have to make extra effort or extra, a special kind of effort. But so the Rebbe says that it's not a necessity. And I think what the Rebbe is saying, Sofik Bedover, maybe it's a doubt, maybe the Rebbe means that he himself isn't sure if it's going to be helpful or not. I guess he wanted the Rebbe to make a note so that it will help them. So the Rebbe says, it's probably not, you're not even sure about it. But very specifically, he says, we're talking about Hasidic kids. We don't need, why would you need it? And the Rebbe says, it's understood, I don't reject that I'll never write any notes, etc. I'm just emphasizing, even though it's obvious, that's not the path of education. Even in the yeshivas Tomchei Tmimim, it's not the path to go to the Rebbe to ask him to write notes. And I never heard of such a thing, that this was the order in years earlier, that they bring the notes to the Rebbe. To the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, if there will be an opportune time and it will be a necessity, then, okay, we can still, maybe we'll look forward to Chazoin Lamoyed. And it seems like he was writing to the Rebbe in order to encourage the students, in order to get them more motivated. He thought that would be something very special for them. But the Rebbe says that this is the job of the yeshiva, of the administration. Never heard it to go in. The Rebbe says that they should take the job and do what's necessary, the Rebbe says. I'm not rejecting you outright, but if the opportunity comes up, we'll do that as well.